Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a few things that I have been consistent, adamant, obnoxious about, doggedly persistent, fussing, cajoling, begging you to do for the last 22 and a half years. There have been a handful of things that I have never wavered from on any level. And one of them is buy low, sell high, keep track, right? That's business. Buy low, sell high, keep track. And the others are adversity doesn't create character. It reveals it. In a difficult time, reveal your character. Let your character be revealed. And trust is the foundation. Things like that. Those are the fundamentals that I have never wavered on. And as we've talked on this show, that I've tried to demonstrate and encourage you to do the same thing. There's one more, though, that is clearly, in my opinion, one of the pillars of being a small business owner, of your being, of your existence as a small business. And that's having a relationship with a community bank. I mean, my goodness, those of you who've been listening to my show for a while, I know you're rolling your eyes, and I don't care. Because I'm telling you, how many times have you heard me talk about this? How many times over the last 22 years have you heard me interview community banks? Let me give you an example of when that would have happened. That includes when after 2008, 2009, when Wells Fargo and Citibank and J.P. Morgan Bank of America and all those guys, when they were all too big to fail and they were MIA on Main Street, when Bank of America closed up 1,547, I counted them, 1,547 branches around the country in the aftermath of 2008, the financial collapse. Not the recession, the financial collapse. 1,549, one bank closed up that many branches. And I warned you then, and during all that time, I was interviewing community bankers. When you couldn't buy a loan at Bank of America, I had community bankers on this show saying, we're loaning, we never stop loaning. And that has been the story I've continued to sing all the way up. I was singing that song before anybody ever heard of Paycheck Protection Program. During the Paycheck Protection Program, I wrote articles. I talked about this on the show. You got to get to your community bank. Even if you don't have a bank, a community bank that you've done business with, go find one and start now. Even in the middle of PPP, start now. Because the other banks will let you down. Well, guess what, folks? That's exactly what happened. Of all the things that I've been wrong about, this is not one of them. The community banks have never failed. And in fact, I don't mind telling you, and I've said this 1,000 times on my show, if it weren't for a community bank, I would not have my business. I would not be talking to you right now. I would not have the platform that I have. Whatever help I've ever been able to help anyone, if anything that I've ever done with my media company has helped one person, that would not have happened had I not had a community bank who was my partner for the last 30 plus years. And I don't know anybody who could say that about one of these big companies. I don't know anybody in the small business sector who could say that. And you just heard Jeffrey Zabar. He did business with Wells Fargo for 30 years. They're still sending him, even though he was one of the first people in the queue for PPP with them, they're still sending him weeks later notices, you're in the queue, you're in the queue. Meanwhile, he moved over to a community bank who'd never heard of him, and within 5 days, they got him the money. That's the story, my friends. If you are a small business and you only have a relationship with a large bank, one of the national banks, you know who they are. If you don't have a community bank relationship where they're doing the majority of your operating money and you're borrowing your money from them, if you don't have that, then I'm just going to say it this way. Your business is in peril. And I've been saying that for over 20 years, and that came to pass in 2008 and 2009, and it came to pass in 2020. There are a lot of things that I have said that maybe didn't turn out perfect, didn't turn out right, but that's not one of them. Community banks are a small business's best friend. And of all the things you've ever heard me say, if there's one thing you need to believe that. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.